Zog de Gemara daf Yudches Omid Beis, three lines from the bottom. Tonu Rabbonon, Beishame Oimrim Loyim Kor Odom Chemtzel Nochi Elim Ken Yodei Boishe Chalak Kodim HaPesach. Divrei Beishamai. Beishamai Shita is, one is not allowed to sell his chometz to a goy, even if it's before Pesach. If the goy is not going to consume it before the onset of Pesach, it's also to have Chemtzel Shel Yisrael Bishus Akum, even though it's sold to the goy. If it's not going to be consumed, Pesach, you have to mevayer from the oilim in Gansen. And if it's in the reshus of the goy, it's also also. That's how Rashi learns in Psochim Daf Chof Aleph, the shittes Beishamai. Ubeisilul oimrim, kozman shemutal oichloi, since you're still allowed to eat the chometz itself, it's talking about before Pesach, so mutal oichloi, you're allowed to sell it to goy. According to Beis Hillel, the mitzvah's beer chometz is to be mevayer from the reshus of the Yisrael. Once I sold it to the goy, that's sufficient. It doesn't have to be eaten by the goy before the onset of Pesach. It's out of the Rishus Yisrael, that's enough. Reb Yehuda Oimer, Zog Demo Daf Yutesom and Aleph, Kutach HaBavli, when you have this Kutach, this type of dip, which is a Kutach HaBavli, where the minig is that you dip it like a tchina dip, you dip the bread in it. So the Kutach has crumbs of bread in it, V'chom Minei Kutach, Osu Limkor Lamed Yoyim Koydam HaPesach. You're not allowed to sell Lamed Yoyim Koydam Pesach, because since there has crumbs of bread in it, so since you have the crumbs of bread in it, so it might be biyada nochi bePesach. So again, according to Beis Shammai, it's very geshmak. Since you have the crumbs of bread in it, so you're not allowed to sell it within Lamed Yoyim. Before Lamed Yoyim, there's no chayvas biur, so mele, there's no ista to sell something even with crumbs in it. But the chayvas biur doesn't start. But according to Beis Shammai, the chayvas biur is mina oilam. So within Lamed Yoyim, where there's a chayvas biur, you can't sell it to a goy because there's crumbs in there. That would be according to Beis Shammai. This is how Rashi Lishitosa in Daf Chof Aleph and Psochim learns up the skew, according to Beis Shammai. Tosfos over there argues and he says, no, that this din of Rabbi Yehuda of Kutach HaBavli is even according to Beis Hillel. Even though Beis Hillel says it's enough to be mevayet from the Shus of Yisrael, so why can't you sell the Kutach HaBavli? On that, Tosfos says in Psochim, because Kutach is a special dish that the Shem Yisrael is Allah. It's called Moshe's Kutach. It's called David's Kutach. It's called the Yitz Kutach. So Memele it's also within Lamed Yoyim to sell it. Not because of the din that it's lacking in the beer, because according to Beis Hillel it's enough as long as you sell it from the Shus of Yisrael. But since Kutach retains the name of the original owner, so Memele it's also even according to Beis Hillel, that's the beauty of Shita, why it's also Limka Lamed Yoyim Kodma Pesach. Now, the din Lamed Yoyim, when it comes to this Shem Baal of Olav, so some say the pshat is because before Lamed Yoyim, after Lamed Yoyim, it doesn't have the Shem Baalim. The Lamed Yoyim is what the Shem Baalim is. After that, it's not called anymore his Kutach. So if it's further than Lamed Yoyim, it's not going to be a problem with Pesach, or because the Metzias says that a Kutach remained 30 days. More than that, it's not edible anymore. So Mele, it's a din in Lamed Yoyim. Meaning, according to Beis Shammai, it's a chayvas beer dikadin, so the din beer only starts within Lamed Yoyim of Pesach. According to Beis Hillel, it's not a chayvas beer, it's only a Shem Yisrael Allah, so that you have to say that the Shem Yisrael more than Lamed Yoyim is not on the Kutach. Zog Gemara Vayta Tonu Rabbonon, Noyistim Mezoy, Noyistim Fnei Akela B'Chotzer. One is allowed to place food in a chotzer to a dog on Shabbos, and not loy v'yotzo ein iskokin loy. If the dog now takes this food and takes it out of the reshus of the chotzer, ein iskokin loy, you don't have to stop it. You don't have to stop the dog from taking it out of the chotzer. Now Rashi right away points out the kelev we're talking about is Romi Elay Lezoinoi. It's Mezoinoison Alecha. So since this dog is Mezoinoison Alecha, he's allowed to give it to him food in the chotzer. The fact that he now goes on his own and he goes out of the chotzer, say ain't his kokenloi. Likewise, Dr. Gemara, similarly, Kiyoitz by Noisim Mezoinoison Lefnei Anochi B'chotzer, you're allowed to place Mezoinoison in front of a guy in the chotzer. Now, and what happens? Not loy v'yotzo, ain't his kokenloi. If the guy now takes this food out of the chotzer, and his kokenloi, you don't have to stop him from taking it out. Now, Tosfos points out right away, this is talking about on Shabbos, and even according to Beis Shammai, it's mutter, because rogel oichla miyad, we're talking about food. Food the guy usually eats on the spot where he is. So, even according to Beis Shammai, the whole of the Shvisas Kelim, there's no problem when it comes to food. Aval shachar feitzim zoktoises, because he eats the food in the chotzer. The fact that he now decides to go out in his kokoloi. However, zoktoises, when it comes to other chafeitzim, if you're giving him kelim, then it's also even according to Beis Hillel. Why? Because other chafeitzim is not something you consume in the chotzer. It's something that you carry out of the rishos. So then even Beis Hillel would say it's also. Why? The loishogi Beis Hillel elabeh of Shabbos. The whole din of Beis Hillel that he doesn't know Shizas kelim is all the things that you do, even if you're loading a guy before Shabbos, is no marisayin. If you did it before Shabbos, but on Shabbos itself, you can load him with something that you know he's going to go in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, so it looks like he's doing malacha for you. So even the Beis Hillel only allows mezoinas to be eaten in the chotzer, but other chafetzim he might take out, and you have the Maris Ayin Dikadin that he's your shliach. So merely even Beis Hillel would agree that it's also. Fact is, why are you bechlal giving mezoinas to the guy? Vim toima amai noisim mezoinas anochi b'shabes hokem and aim mezoinas in alecha. By the dog, Rashi said it's talking about Romi ala lezoinoids, your dog, so mezoinas in alecha. But the guy, you're not mechuyif to be mezin, so why are you bechlal giving him food? The Gemara in Be'ah says, then moitz anias anochi shem mezoinas in alecha litzer, so it's osa to do melacha of yontif. Any cooking for a guy who's aim mezoinas in alecha, so how could you over here give him? The osel litroich b'shabes, you can't do any tircha yisera for mezoinus, even for a goy. Something that's not mezoinus in alecha is a tircha b'shabes. So how could you give it to him? Zokteis zochanami avle lemeisa benochi. Zokteis is a new din. V'yeshloima keren de mefanes in ani enochi memani yisrael. Since when we give tzedakah, we don't pick and choose. We give goyim to mefanes ani enochim im ani yisrael. Why? Because of Darkei Shalom. So Memela, that makes it a little Mezoinos in Alecha. The din of Darkei Shalom makes it that it's not considered that it's a stira to Mezoinos in Alecha. Le'inyan Issa Terach Shvus de Rabbonon, it's considered Mezoinos in Alecha. But Avada, that's the Gabi, the Inyan of Terach Shvus. Ava Le'inyan Asiyas Melocha B'yontev, Tavi Issa de Reisa, L'choshe Mezoinos in Alecha. Avada the Gemara in Bay is Memaya to Goy, that you're not allowed to do Melocha for him, because in Melocha de Reisa, you don't say Mezoinos in Alecha. Also on Shabbos, on Yontif, Masha Ein Kein, when it comes to this, when it comes to the din of Darkei Shalom, and here we're talking about Issa Shvus de Rabbonon, so Memela, it's permissible to give him, and it's considered, Afazoi Vayit, it's considered somewhat Mezoinos in Alecha. Then Tosfos Shonim brings B'shem the Or Zeruah, Kosa B'Or Zeruah, Shepamachas Chol Anochi, a goy became ill on Shabbos, V'sholach Liyehudi on Yontif, V'sholach Liyehudi Echad B'Yontif, Shishach Liyehudi, please send me some of your wine. The Yid was got a message that the guy wants his wine. V'im lo yishlach, if he doesn't send him, Yomus, he's going to die. The Nochi is ill. V'anochi ayim muchzik bi'il, and Nochi was muchzik, that he was a person that was not an easygoing person. He's a gavra limta. V'hit l'shloich al day Nochi mishum darkei shalom. As darkei shalom, he allowed him to send through a guy. V'sholach al abeinu simcha v'hit loy, aval loy ayidei Yisrael, but not through a Yid. Well, Rabbi Yitzchok Nira, do adim b'Shabbos him or your Indian kach, it would be the same din. Shereadovish Hashach, Darkei Shalom, Kegoyin Shoyah Nochi Ilayim. If the Nochi was a person that say Gavra Limta, so Nira Shemutu Lishloich Aladei Nochi, Ledidan, the Leslon Hashto, Rishus Ram Dereisa. Since we don't have Rishus Ram Dereisa, so by Gavra Limta, you'll have to send it through a Nochri. So again, so the Gemara said that you're allowed to give mezonis to akela bechotza, and he takes it on his own, and you don't have to prevent him. Likewise, noisim mezonis to fin nochi bechotza, and not of yoytze enis kokenloi. Like they said, dafka mezonis, and not something that you know he's going to carry out for sure. Fact, why didn't you have to have two cases, side by a goy and side by a kelef? Zog ma haynu hach. Adem zog demo maritem. You might think, hi romi alei. When it comes to a dog, so it's romi alei lezonoi because it's your dog. V'haylo romi alei mash einkein. For a guy, you're not mechuyev to be mezin. Kamash melon that we say by both cases, even when it's not mechuyev lozun, and like Tosfos says, as darkei shalom. That is din of the Gemara of noisin mezoinus lefin anochi bechotza, and not the viyotze enis kokenloi. So bekevega raivish tells to in the gilin hashas ayin leel daf gimel and Tosfos. So over there Tosfos says in daf gimel, the Gemara is the Mishnah said that pover the reisha is potter umuta. That means the balabais is potter in gansen if the oni sticks his hand in the mishnah dabeis and he takes the chefetz out of the hand of the balabais inside and he brings it out and he does that kira and the hanocha. The balabais is totally passive. It's not even shnayim shasua and the balabais is totally potter. And the sugya over there is mavur that it's potter umuta. It's mutter in gansen. I'm not doing anything. Fakteis akash and avgimel. Why? At the end of the day, it's lifnei iver. I'm being mesayeya. Then even if it's yochel litlo without him, it's mesayeya. It's an isad rabbonon. Zok Teisus, Vafilo Yimagi Benochi, Elam, are you going to tell me? It's talking about a goy, Diloy Shaykh Lifni Even, Shitas Teisus is not Lifni Even by a goy, but it's still an Isra Rabbonon, Keretani Bishil Pirkin, like we see in our Gemara, Daf Yitez, Zok Teisus, Nav Gimel. Noisim Ezonis and Nochi Bechotzen, not of Yotze, Enis Kokeloi. Enis Kokeloi means you don't have to stop him. Mashma Dafka Kshan Nochi Bechotzen, when he's in the Chotzer, then Enis Kokeloi. Avlim Oimit Bechotz, but if the goy is not standing in your Chotzer, the goy is in Ushus Rabim, Upoichit Yoda Lifnim, Mashma the Osalitin Lehedia, Manas Lohoitzi. It's Mashma that's an Issa. You might not be Niskokin if he's in a Shusar Abim, but it's also for you to be Messiah. So if it's effectuous, why do we say Balabais is Potin Gansen, Lechari, it should be also. We talk about the item is of the guy. It's the guy's item. There's no problem about it. So if it's a guy's item and a guy doing it, we're not talking about that not the Balabais' item. That's the sugi in Daf Gimel. Rabbi Kibega says, we see from the Gemara over here, that Dafke in the Chotzer, we allow to noise him as earnest to the Nochi. There's no Lifniv on the Nochi, but it's still the Surah Miyahava, because it's only because he's in the Chotzer. It's mashma that if the guy would have been in Rishus HaRabim, then Einachanami, it would be usher for you to allow him to take it, because it looks like he's doing it on your behalf. Zog the Gemara weiter, Tonu Rabbonon. Lo yas kirodem kelev nochi berev Shabbos. A person cannot rent out his kelim to a goy on Erev Shabbos. Bedalat vehei muta. But if you do it on a Wednesday or Thursday, not on Erev Shabbos, then it's muta. Now there's a big machlok we're showing him how to understand his Gemara. The Rosh learns that an is because of shvisas kelim, and we're going according to Beis Shammai. And dalat vehei it's muta because we're only goyza shvisas kelim only on Erev Shabbos, not on dalat vehei. Now, Tosfos Rabbi Bavoran, it's not like that. Zok Tosfos lo yaske ein lefarim shem shvisas kelim kibei shamay. It's not because of shvisas kelim. Dem ken afilo b'aviv v'chamishinami. Why do we mut on Wednesday, Thursday? Elos Zok Tosfos kibeis hilali. It's going to be hilal that there's no problem with shvisas kelim. The less of shvisas kelim. Or we're talking about oy becholuk v'talis. Talking about a cloak, an item of clothing, but there's no shvisas kelim. Ukiyotz ben ayri. The l'shach shvisas kelim. So why is it also? It looks like I'm renting him out something for Shabbos. It's not Bahavlo that I'm renting it out for Friday too. I'm renting it out for Shabbos alone. Even though it's a rental for a whole month, so it's Bahavlo. If it's only for one day, so then I feel a bit of Chamishi also. If I'm renting it out for you for Shabbos and you pick it up on Wednesday, it should also be also. If it's only Liyoim. Only when you're soicher, it looks like you're noitel schar Shabbos. Mashenga b'sheela, that would be mutter. So Tosfos learned the Yaskir is not talking about shvisas kelim according to Beis Shammai, because then dalat vehei would also be osa, but rather we're talking about a regular piece of article of clothing, and it's not because of shvisas kelim, it's according to Beis Hillel, it looks like noitel schar Shabbos. And even though it's done b'havlo, it's still also because it looks like Noitas Chai Shabbos on a Erev Shabbos. Mashenga on Wednesday, Thursday, it doesn't. Or the Rosh learns when you're renting him these Kalim, even these Kalim that we're talking about, not as the Issa Shvisas Kalim, it looks like he's Shluchoi. Shluchoi Shai Yisrael. Mashenga Medalat Vehei, it's not Nirik Shluchoi. So that's why it's less of a Nirik Shluchoi, and that's why it's Muta. Now, La Halacha, we pass in the Reish Mem Vav, we hold like Basil, there's no Issa Shvisas Kalim, it's allowed to rent Kalim to a guy even on Erev Shabbos. And renting Kalim that it looks like the guy is doing Melocha for the Yid, so then in B'yom Revi V'chamishi, it's Mutter, as long as it was the Tashlum B'havlo, so then it's no Issa Melecha Shabbos. And when it comes to She'ela, lending, so that's Mutter, like Tosfos says, that there's no Nirek K'noit Oschar Shabbos by She'ela. So She'ela, we take a pass, and that is Mutter. And the B'haloch over there brings, in Reish Mem Vav, that if you're renting Kalim that they're doing an Issa Melech Rabbonon, so then it only looks like he's over on a Shvus to Shvus, so merely he's Mekel. So again, Zog to Gemara Tonu Rabbonon liyask Odom Kalim Nochi Be'er Shabbos, Yinala Bi Maske Kalim on Er Shabbos, Be'yom Revi, Mashengen Be'Revi V'Chamishi It's Mutter, Kiyotze Boy likewise, Ein Meshalchen Igrois Biad Nochi Be'er Shabbos, Yinala to send a Shliach a letter with a guy in Er Shabbos, it looks like he's your messenger to do a Melech on Shabbos, but Be'Revi V'Chamishi It's Mutter, on Wednesday, Thursday, it's Mutter, Omro lo va Rabbi Yosi HaKoyen, they said about Rabbi Yosi HaKoyen, va amri lo al Rabbi Yosi HaChosid, shon nimtza ksav yode biyad nochi ba'olam. He never had a stationery, a letter of his, in the hand of a goy. So like this, the goy would never transport it over Shabbos. Zogt mo tonu rabbonon, ey meshachni geres biyad nochi b'erev Shabbos. You're not allowed to send any geres with the goy in erev Shabbos. Elam ken koitzitz le domim. Unless you were kotzatz domim. Zogt Rashi, once he made up a set price, so it's b'didei torach. So Meili is doing it on his own accord. Once he set up a price, now he decides to transport it on Shabbos. That's his calling. So Meili, that's mutter. However, this is only according to Beis Hillel. That what? That kotz leidomim helps. Yemeshalach igeres by kotz leidomim denis adas atzmoi. However, Beis Shammai omrim, kedei sheyagia lebeisoi. Even if your kotz leidomim is not going to help, as if he doesn't reach Beisoy, it's nira keshluchoy. Even if you're kotzatz domim. So Beis Shammai says it's only mutter when he's gia lebeisoy. Ubeis Hillel omrim, that no, you don't have to reach the home, but kadesh yigia lebeis asomach lechoymo. So the Gemara Radway asks the question, if we're talking about kotzatz domim, so why do you have to gia lebeis asomach lechoymo? As long as he left his home, the yid's home, it's good enough. So the Gemara about like kotzatz. If we're talking about kotzatz domim, so he's not doing it on the yid's behalf, he's doing it on his own accord. So then why would Beis Hillel matter only sheyagia lebeis asomach lechoymo? Zog demor omar avsheishes, you have to say as follows, hori komar, im loy kotzatz, if there was no kotzatz domim, if there's no set payment that he made up with him, then Beis Shammai, omar Beis Shammai say, they not allowed to send in Erev Shabbos only at shegia lebeisoy, until he reaches the home of the goy, or the place that it's supposed to go to, if it's not kotzatz domim, you don't have to reach the home that it was sent to, as long as it reaches the home, the first home within the walled city of where he sent him to go to. So, fact the Gemara by loy kotzatz domim, you're telling me it's mutter as long as he reaches that destination. Va'amid reisha ein meshalchin. We said in the reisha, not meshalach igeres biyad nochi unless it's kotzatz domim. So, unless it's kotzatz domim, it's also in any instance. So, why are you saying it's mutter as long as he reaches? It depends what we're referring to. When the person in charge of the postal service, the one that the letter is meant to go to, the beidavor, lashon doyar, is used in modern Hebrew as post. But here we're talking about beidavor. It comes from this. This is the makor. The beidavor, the doyar, the beidoyar is bemoso, the one in charge, the postal master. He is living in the city bekvias. So then, By loy kotzatz domim, since he lives bekvias in the city, so you know that the shliach can get there erev Shabbos. But if he's not kavua in the city, so you're gonna have to go fetch him in a different city. So then it's possible they'll end up going on Shabbos. So then it's also beloy kotzatz, even though shliach will get there before Shabbos. So when he's kavua in the city, beloy kotzatz domim, you know he's gonna get there before Shabbos because he's kavua over here. But if he's loy kavua b'moso, so then beloy kotzatz, he's going to ultimately go on Shabbos to go find him. If it's kotzatz, it's irrelevant, because then it's aldayit and nafshei. By kotzatz, even if it's to go to a different city, and he ends up going on Shabbos, it's aldayit and nafshei, by kotzatz domim. But loy kotzatz, it's only mutter when he's kavu and oisam mokrim, so then you know he's going to get there before Shabbos. So it comes out in machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, if you're allowed to send an igeres erev Shabbos with a goy, when it's kotzatz domov. According to Beis Hillel, once it's kotzatz domov, it's mutter, because he's doing it aldas atzmoy. And that's l'chayr, our letters are kotzatz domim. There's a stamp on there. It's kotzatz domim. He's doing a lot of asatzmoy. This is irrelevant if it's yesh shows or ain't shows, because the ma'is is l'das atzmoy by kotzatz domim. According to Beis Shammai, even ktzitz, even kotzatz domim, it's only mutter if he's able to reach it mi'ba'oid yoim. But if he's not going to be able to reach it mi'ba'oid yoim, then it'll be osa. And if it's not kotzatz domim, so that's machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, if you have to be able to reach Beisoy, or if it's enough if you reach Beis HaSomach L'choyma. And this is all when he's Beidoya B'mosa, if he lives Bekvias in the city. If he doesn't, and it's like kotzatz, then even according to Beis Hillel, you're choshes that he might go and on Shabbos to Mokam Acher. Now the Rosh learns that any time you give something in Dalet Vehei, even if it's like Kriya Beidoya B'mosa, there's no Issa, only on Erev Shabbos. By Erev Shabbos, it's Michsi that he's telling him, do it for me on Shabbos. Amir L'Nochi Shvus. Mashegen, once it's Dalet Vehei, once it's removed from Shabbos, so it doesn't look anymore like Asim Melachti B'Shabbos. Azoy Shteyt in Rosh, Azoy Shteyt in Ran. The Rif and the Rambam are Mashmed Din, and meaning this din of dalad behemuta, they hold that it's also in any instance if it's like kriya bedoy b'masa. The Magen Avraham brings that the Mishbura brings on Reish Mem Zayin that the whole din of like kriya bedoy b'masa is when it's nicker from the igeres that you're sending that it's coming from Yisrael. It's written in Lashon Kodesh, so you know it looks like it's doing it for Yisrael. Mashenkin other items that it's not nicker that it's sent on behalf of the Yisrael, so then. Then it's muta as long as it's igia lebais, it's able to igia lebais as somach lechoima. Zok du mavait the toner rabbonon ein mafligim besvina pochas migilmi yom koydim leShabbos. You're not allowed to go onto a boat within 3 days before Shabbos. But medvar ma'amurim ledvar reshus when you're going on a journey that's for your own pleasure. Aval dvar mitzvah, but if you're traveling for dvar mitzvah, shapir domi, then you're allowed to go even within 3 days. Upoisikim amnas lishbois, but you have to tell the guy. I want you to stop for Shabbos. I want you to be Shabbos and stop. Now, even if he doesn't listen to you, Ve'ein Shabbos, Divi Rebbe, as long as you're Megala Das, that he's not doing it for you, I want him to stop, so it's clearly defined that he's not doing it for me. Meaning the Etzem being on the boat is not an Issa. Masha Enkein, we'll see soon what the problem is. Tosfos learns the problem is that Afilu Toich HaTchum, there's no problem with Tchumin either. It's still Asa. Mishum Shot. Because the Chashash is that you might come to build yourself a raft. It's a shot. You're not allowed to go into a boat because you might need a raft. You might need a life vest. So it's an issa of shot. So that's why it's also k'nemuchu ferek toilin. So it's a big machlokes to show him. Toys says it's not because of tchumin. The Rach says behedya. We're talking about a little boat that's within 10 tfachim. So it's a problem of tchumin. But ein chalami lemaile miyud. There's no gzeirin. That's where people go in the Yamagodl. Others learn, the Rif learns, because the Bittel Oynik Shabbos, the first 3 days of your journey, you're seasick. So he can't be going on, he can't be on the Svina within 3 days, because you're Mevatel Oynik Shabbos. Mashenkin, when it's before that, so you're not being Mevatel Oynik Shabbos. That's why it's Mutter when it's before Gimel Yomim. The Baal Amor learns that the Chashash is that the Yisrael might have to be Mechal Shabbos. He put himself in a matzah of Sakona. So even though Sakona is the first, it's Mutter, but within 3 days, don't put yourself in that matzah. Mashenkin, before 3 days, so you don't have to worry about the chash that might come about in 3 days from now. Because that's not called mikame shabbato. Meaning, you have to be careful within, close to Shabbos, not to mechal Shabbos. So much removed from Shabbos, so he says that there's no chash that you have to worry about chil Shabbos so much before Shabbos. So zok du mal again, upoisek imoi, you have to tell the one that's fearing the ship, that what, amanas lishbois. So what he's doing now is al das atzmoi. Ve'en shoyfes, even if he doesn't stop, you did yours. Divrei Rebbe, Reb Shimon Gamliel Oimer, ain't a tzarich, you don't have to tell him that either. Umitzur letzidon, when you're traveling from a short distance like Tzur and Tzidon, which is Mahalach Yoim, so then you're allowed to go afilu be'ev Shabbos muta, because you can reach your destination without being on the ship on Shabbos. Now, Tosis and Ervin, Daf Mem Gimel, it's over here in Mitzuyin, on the side of Tosis by us, it says Ayin, Tosis and Ervin Mem Gimel. So Tosis over there says, Ervin Mem Gimel, Halach kam Rambil besvina, pasuk Rashbam. The mutter likonis besvina be'oid yom be'ev Shabbos. Allowed to go into a ship on Erev Shabbos. Why? Afilu shasvina lechts chutz atchum. Even the svina goes out of the tchum. Why? Why is that mutter? The svina me'mela azlo viulo midi ovad. I'm stationary in my place. The svina is traveling on its own. Uvatzla yetzeh chutz the svina. As long as I don't leave the boat, that means you can't. When the boat docks, you can't leave the boat. Vasvina kula ka'arba amis, and the whole svina is $1 amis. People that travel amol, they had to go to went to Eitzol, it was a month journey. So as long as they don't leave the svina, even when it docks in the port, then you're not on Shabbos, you're not leaving your dollar amis. The whole svina is like $1 amis. Zoktesis v'horetanya soper kam de Shabbos ein mefligim besvina pachs migimel yomim. That's asuka beshamai de l'shor l'asim alocha be'ev Shabbos al chadesh yasim ed yoim. That shittas beshamai, he learns the whole sukkah by us, is because he can't do anything as long as it's not done before Shabbos. But according to Beis Hillel, it's shorim Hashemesh, as long as it's before Shabbos, it's mutter. Af b'sham alocha nasim b'shabbos, shori likonis. As long as you did what you do, on my part, I did everything before Shabbos, then even if the svina goes on Shabbos, there's no problem according to Beis Hillel. And Tosfos over there says that if a person enters a ship on a boat on Shabbos, then you're allowed to enter. I'm not doing anything, I'm just walking. Then you only have your real dalad amis, not the whole boat. You can't make a motzur. You can't surround a city. Within 3 days of Shabbos, you can't make a motzur around the city of Nochim. meaning you can't make a siege, a melchama, a melchames v'shus, around the city of Nochim within 3 days. This is obviously a melchames v'shus. Melchames mitzvah is afilu b'shabbos it's muta. Faked, Yericho was captured on Shabbos. Melchames mitzvah, Shtein Yerushalmi, was even on Shabbos. However, Zok the Gemara, but if you started the siege, ein mafsikin, you're not mechuyev to stop even by melchames v'shus. I mean, lechatchila you shouldn't start the siege by melchames v'shus. Once you did, then ein mafsikin. V'cheno yishamay oimer. State in the pasuk ad rideto. It says over there when you build a motzer a siege, it says ad rideto. Afilu b'shabbos. That once you started, you'll have to continue ad rideto, meaning even on Shabbos, in order to win this war. So you have a similar machlok zishoyim over here legabe this motzer by melchames v'shus pachas megimel yomim. Is it because you've been mevatel dinin oinik Shabbos? Because now you're busying yourself within 3 days and you're being mevatel oinik Shabbos? Or is the pshat is because nefesh? Don't put yourself in a matzav of sakona that you might have to be mechal Shabbos now within 3 days of Shabbos. That's a balam or. And the riff learns because of the bitl of oinik Shabbos. And the etzim din of mischilu em afsikin is machlokes zishoinim. If you started beheta, you don't have to stop on Shabbos. Or even if you started beissa, once in the midst of the war, you don't have to stop on Shabbos. Zog dimo vayta om Reb Shimon Gamliel noigen hoyo beis abo that used to give clay loiven like beis shamai 3 days to a koivis. Zog dimo vatanya om Reb Tzadik kachoyo min hogesh beis Shimon Gamliel. This was the minig of beis Shimon Gamliel shoy noisim clay loiven the koivis shloishem koyim Shabbos. They gave the kli loven gimel yomim koydim Shabbos because it takes 3 days to clean. So they didn't want any melacha being done like b'shamai that a goy should do for melacha on Shabbos. However, utzvuim when it came to begodim that were colored, afilu be'av Shabbos because there the melacha is much minimum. It's the minimum melacha that's required. So Meili can give it even erev Shabbos. Umidivreim lamadnu, you can deduce from here that she levonim koshim lechapsun yosim and atzvuim to clean colored clothing is much easier than white clothing, and the white ones are much harder to clean than tzvuim. And that's why this takes 3 days, the levonim, and the tzvuim you can even bring on Erev Shabbos. Zog d'mora abay ava yoiv le'ahu mona de tzviya le'katzro. He gave a colored clothing to a cleaners. Omar leis abay told him, come, asked him, come a boys alvei, how much you want, how much you charging me for this? Omar leis, so the cleaner told him, kedechivro, I'm charging you the colored clothing the same price as the white clothing. So Abaye told him, Omalei, kvakadmucha rabbonon. The rabbonon already taught us that kli lovon is much harder to clean than kli tzvuim. How are you charging me the same price for tzvuim, for colored ones, like you do for white ones? You're ripping me off. Zogti gemara, Omar Abaye, haiman di yoivlei, mona lekatzro. If someone gives a cloak to a cleaner's b'mishchanetzvlei, make sure you measure it before you give it in to him. U'mishchan nishkamenei, and measure it again when you pick it up. Why? If it's longer than when you submitted it, then he ruined it because he stretched it. And if it's shorter than what you measured when you submitted it, so he ruined it because he shrunk it. He had too much hot steam on it that it shrunk. So measure your clothing when you pick it up and when you submit it. Zog the Gemara weiter, v'shovin elu ve'elu she'toynin. The Mishnah said that toynin koyos be'sabad v'igulei agat. That means even Beis Shammai that says is an Is of Shvisas Kelim, but when it comes to the Beis Habad, when it comes to the Aleph Press, then it's Mutter even if it's being done on Shabbos. Frag the Gemara Maishnu Kulu, why is it different than all the other cases in the Mishnah that Beis Shammai asks? The Gozu be Beis Shammai, Yinala start the Melacha Erev Shabbos even if it happens on its own over Shabbos because Shvisas Kelim. Umaishnu Koyos Beis Habad, Vigule Gat, Iloi Gozu, why is he allowed by the Gule Agat, by the Koyos Beis Habad, after all it's taking place on Shabbos? And for the Gemara, Hanach di Ovid Lu b'Shabbos Michayv Chatos. All the other things that are mentioned in the Mishnah, if you would do it on Shabbos, you'd chayv chatos. Meaning all the things mentioned in the Mishnah, even if you do it on Shabbos b'Shoigig, you'd be chayv chatos. It's a melacha. So that's why Gozru Bey and that Shitas Bey Shamed is the Issa Shvisas Kelim on these utensils, on these Kelim, that they can't do a melacha for you on Shabbos. Because if you would do it on Shabbos, even b'Shoigig, you'd chayv chatos. So the Kelim can't do a melacha on their own. Because if you do it be a daim, you chayv chatos b'shegik, so it can't be done on your own. Masha ein kein, over. So that's why Gozabei, that's where they're Gozabei Shammai, that you can't do it even on Erev Shabbos and Chashecha. Masha Enken, Koyros Beis Habad Vigulei Agat, the Ovid Lu, even if you do this Malach of the press on Shabbos itself, Loi Mechayev Chatos, you're not being Chayev Chatos. Because we're talking about that the olives were already merusokim. They already squeezed somewhat. The Issa Mefarak already took place midaraisa. All that's happening now is only in Issa Drabonon. So you're not going to be chai v'chatos even if you place it on the press on Shabbos itself. So Memele, they would not go on the Shvisas Kelim on something which is only Issa Drabonon. Meaning there's no Issa Dash. You only place it on the Kurz Beis Habat after you already squeezed it. The initial squeezing took place. The Mefarik and the Dash Midaraisa was done already. So now the continuing of the squeezing, that is only Issa Drabonon, and that's why even Beis Shammai agrees, V'shovin shetoinim Kurz Beis Habat v'igulei Agat. And there's no Issa Shvisas Kelim on the Igulei Agat and the Beis Habat. So again, Hanach, the Ovid Lu B'Shabbos Mechayev Chatos, if you do it on Shabbos, you Mechayev Chatos, a Gozru Bebe, Shammos goes on the Kelim, even the Erev Shabbos Mechashecha. Masha'enkin, the Kurz Beis Habat V'Gulei Agat, the Ovid Lu, even if you do it on Shabbos, Loi Mechayev Chatos, you will not be Chayev Chatos, because the Issa Schita was done with the rice already, so Loi Gozru, so B'Shammos wasn't Goyza on the Issa Shvisas Kelim to take place on Erev Shabbos. Meaning, since the Ikka Schita was done already before Shabbos, when you place it, these olives on the Beis Habad, so there's no Issa Schita. It's Osim Memela. The rest that's coming out now is only called Memela. Shape Domi, there's no Issa Deraisa. Zog Demora Omereb, Yoisib Reb Chanina, Rebbe Shmoeli, Chitas Rebbe Shmoel, the Tnan. We learned in the Mishnah in Edius, Hashum v'haboiser. These are different types of stages of the grapes, in different types of stages before it's totally ripened. V'ham lilois, or the kernels of the grapes, the shiboilim that were not in Gansen, ripened yet, shehiskon miboyoyim, meaning that you're ready, we're merasik them before Shabbos, before the onset of Shabbos, since now the main mashkin already came out already. Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, Yigma Mishetechshach. Now you're allowed to place it on the Kurz Beis Habad, even Mishetechshach, even if it's now going to finish off the finalizing of the squeezing of the grape is going to take place Mishetechshach. It's mutter to be goyim. It's melach Mishetechshach. So it's Shita Rabbi Shmuel. Once you took out the Iker Schita, you were merasik beforehand, which is the Issa Deraisa Mefarak and Dash. That which place takes place now afterwards is only an Issa Derabanan. That you're allowed to have take place on your Beis Habad Mishetechshach on its own, because that's not an Issa Deraisa. The Rabbi Kiva, Oimer, Rabbi Kiva says, Daf Yitesam at Beis, Lo Yigmar, you're not allowed to be finish it off. You're not allowed to leave it on the Kurz Beis Habad, even though you did the Iker Risuk already Mibayoyim. Because you can't have something being done, even it's called Memela, meaning, Kolmidi the Osim Memela Shapidomi is only Shitza Bishmol. According to Rabbi Kiva, even though it's Osim Memela now, the Hemshach of the Schita, that's on its own taking place now, if you placed it there before Shabbos, according to him, even Dovah the Memela is also, if you let it happen, Mishetechshach. So that's what we're saying. That is Shitas Beis Shammai in the Mishnah. Since according to Rabbi Shmol, once you were Soichet, the Ikka Melacha was done and there's no Chiyuv Chatz anymore. So Memele you're allowed to be toying the Kurz Beis Habad Miboyed Yoim. Even according to Beis Shammai, there's no Issa Shvisas Kelim on it. We'll stop over here. The top of Yutes Amid Beis and the top of the Amid.